Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Right now, we bring in Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal. Does an outstanding job at a newspaper that I read every day. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How you doing, Chris?
Morning, boys. I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. I passed by you real quick at camp on Sunday, and I apologize. I didn't get a chance to stop and say hi. And I was like, I just missed Chris, and then I had to leave, and I was like, I should have said hi to Chris. So I'm saying hi to you now, my friend. How are you?
Well, hi, Andy.
Always a pleasure. Okay, so it's been a crazy week in Berea for a team, you know, there weren't a lot of battles for positions, but there are a lot of things that are kind of percolating. Just give me your biggest storylines. Give me two going into this week against Minnesota.
Well, I think the first one was something that sort of kind of emerged, Tuesday morning was the Mike Hall thing. I mean, because this was going to be a big week for Mike Hall Jr. on the field, because it was an opportunity. He was going to get a lot of reps, especially tomorrow in the preseason game, and you wake up Tuesday morning to find out about the domestic violence charges and the arrest and all of that. And then, the Browns put him on the practice field Wednesday, which, reasonable people, I guess, can differ on that decision. But he was on the practice field, got hurt, and now, he's out. Kevin Stefanski says a little bit. Chance he could be out for a while. So, I guess I don't even want to sum up, try to sum up his week in one or two, kind of flippant words. I mean, but it has not been a good week for Mike Hall. And that was a guy who this week, before the off-the-field stuff, was potentially – but it overtook the week. And then the other thing was Deshaun. I think we wanted to see Deshaun against another team. We haven't seen that since he played Baltimore in the game that he was outstanding the second half, and then find out he has the broken bone shoulder. The big thing is I come away from, 2 days, one day where I really watched him closely, and then another day where I tried to focus on the defense. And I think I'm right where I've always been with him is I just have to see it in games. At this point, it's just talk. It's just we can argue over each other what's progress, what's not. Progress is him playing in football games, playing consistently in football games, and making it through an entire season, something he hasn't done since 2020. So I guess that's where I'm at.
All right, Chris, there's a lot of rumbling going on coming out of camp involving offensive line play and how it looked a little on the shakier end. Do you agree with that sentiment? Is that what you have seen?
I think part of the problem with getting a fair assessment of Deshaun Watson, not just in against the Vikings, but when they're playing against their own defense, is the protection has not been good, specifically at left tackle. I think we can talk about Callahan, we can talk about Dickerson, we can talk about they need Jed Wills Jr. back on the field so we can at least see if maybe that solves some of the problem. Because look, we know what Joe Bitonio, Ethan Postich, and Wyatt Teller are, and we think we know what DeJuan Jones is, and it hasn't really been an issue on the right side, but it absolutely has been a problem on the left side, and it's something that they're going to have to figure out, because, my God, you look at the first four games, and Micah Parsons, Josh Allen, and Max Crosby in three of those games, and Dexter Lawrence in the fourth, you're going to get your quarterback killed.
Not a lot of fun. It is that one spot that, you know, we kind of talked about going into this, but hopefully they're healthy when they hit the regular season. What kind of expectations do you have for tomorrow night? Because we were sitting here talking about this. Fans got to pay full price to go, and you already know on Thursday that the starters aren't going to be playing. And, you know, as a true fan, you're probably like, well, I'm okay that they're not playing, but I still got to pay for this ticket.
I think the thing you look at is the two quarterbacks. I think this is a showcase both for DTR and Tyler Huntley, because one of them is obviously auditioning to be number three on this team. But I think the other one, and my guess is probably Tyler, because they drafted DTR, but it's an opportunity to showcase yourself to other teams who may be looking around, you know, because this was the time last year where, you know, they flipped Josh Dobbs to Arizona. So, you know, maybe, you know, you showcase yourself, you know, to other teams. So I think that's one thing to watch. And there's some young kids on this team. Young players on this team, kids, I mean, they're not kids. They're 20s. But, you know, on offense, Jamari Thrash. I'm fascinated. But Zach Zinter.
Yes.
I thought played a really good first preseason game for them at guard. And to be honest, I didn't think Javion Cohen was terrible either at the other guard spot, filling in for Bitonio. So, you know, those are two guys I'm looking for. You know, Miles Harden, the cornerback, seventh-round pick out of South Dakota, has been a camp sensation. So there's a guy that there's going to be a lot of reps for him and a lot of opportunities, because he's going to make it difficult for them to make a decision on keeping him on the roster or him, you know, having to cut him. And the way he's played, and he's gotten a lot of meaningful stats with Greg being out, with Denzel being out at times, just the Cam Mitchell being out for a while. I mean, it's given this kid an opportunity to really show himself, and he's shown that, hey, just because he played at FCS school, he's a pretty good player. So he's a guy, definitely, I would say, the fans, if you're looking for somebody to watch, number 26 on defense is the guy to watch.
Chris Easterling, Akrabeka Journal, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Chris, David Njoku, Amari Cooper, left joint practices yesterday with injuries.
Sure.
Is this super mega caution when it's leaving with injuries, or is this something that we should keep an eye on?
I think sore. I'll answer Kevin Stefanski like.
Oh no, Chris, you can't go Stefanski on me.
Wait, you have to say on the grass somewhere near.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. And in the room.
In the room, yeah.
We know where they're at, and you know, we like that they're progressing, and everybody recovers at their own pace. I don't think
that's well done.
I don't think this is too serious. I mean, Kevin didn't sound too serious, didn't sound too concerned, I guess. As I was walking to hear some of the Vikings talk, I heard a couple people talking within the organization, and they didn't sound too concerned either. I think they're at the point in camp where they're just going to be extra cautious with anyone who has a chance to be a significant contributor to this football team. And, you know, they can see the finish line, which is really the starting line, it's coming up. And they just, I think they're just I don't think we see Amari Cooper the rest of camp or the preseason, because you know what Amari can do. You know, I'll be curious what they do with David Njoku, because, you know, the last preseason game is a game that Kevin traditionally likes to play as starters, at least for a little bit, especially as quarterback. So we'll see. But I don't think it's a long-term concern right now. Talk to me in 2 weeks when we still haven't seen, you know, Amari Cooper or David. We saw David Njoku. He was jogging around and, you know, he was goofing around with a couple of the teammates' kids after practice yesterday. So I really do think the David Njoku thing is just soreness. The Amari's a little more. The one that's actually more concerning is maybe Mo Hurst, because he looked legitimately upset when he was on the ground after suffering the injury. So that's the one I would keep. If I had to keep an eye on something, that's the one I'd keep an eye on. Not just because of his initial reaction, but again, it's a position where they're just so beat up.
Yeah.
And it's such an important position in Jim Schwartz's defense.
And then Mike Hall didn't help anyone. If you're just looking at the interior, not right.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your laugh, that doesn't help anything. Oh,
no,
boy.
I mean, they're just, we saw Dalvin Thomas and he looked good, he was smiling and everything. You know, and I think he'll be ready to go for Dallas, but he's still going to have to get back into, you know, he's going to have to, you know, get back into, you know, playing shape and everything. I'm sure he's doing what he can in his rehab, but so I mean, it's going to be interesting in that position spot.
Chris, is there a guy that kind of jumps out to you, a newbie that no one really knows about? Like to me, when I was at camp, I was watching Jamari Thrash, and he was returning kicks, and then to watch him out come up with a nice play last week, like I know he's, you know, he's a draft pick, he's a fifth round pick, and you know, you should have some kind of expectation for him, but he kind of seems to be that newbie that jumped off the page for me. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I was, I was intrigued by him through the first part of camp, and then I watched the, you know, the preseason game with the Packers, and he had that one drive where he had three big catches, mm-hmm. you know, moved the sticks, helped him move down the field, and it's like, oh, so that's what he can potentially do. You saw him kind of put, you know, proof of concept, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's the guy, again, you know, I mentioned Miles Harden, previous answer. Jamari Thrash on the offensive side is definitely a guy that, can he build on this? I'm intrigued. I'm certainly intrigued, and considering the injuries they've had at that position, wide receiver, I think there's an opportunity for him to slip in. Returning kicks and everything to slip in and grab a spot on this roster. So I think that's something he's definitely he'd be there. Another guy, and we haven't seen him, he's been out, you know, injured because he got hurt in the Packers game, was Nathaniel Watson. I really like that kid coming out of Mississippi State. I mean, he was your prototypical Mississippi State linebacker. Just see ball, get ball on the ground. I mean, ball carrier on the ground. I mean, he was that kind of player. And you know, I hope this injury and being out missing like these joint practices, I hope it doesn't significantly hurt his chances to make this roster, because I really like that kid and really think he can be a football player. I really think he can be an NFL football player.
All right, Chris, what has been the biggest difference in training camp with the new offensive staff compared to what you have seen last year to this year?
There's a lot more motion. There is a lot more to the motion and eye candy stuff. There are more RPOs. I don't think that's talking out of school. It's at times in a very college-y offense, if that's even a word. There's just some things you see that, you see on Saturdays a lot, and I don't know if, that's playing to Deshaun's strengths, pulling from stuff that worked for him at Clemson, if that's Tommy Rees, coming on board because, they said it's a collaborative effort, and Tommy obviously has been an offensive coordinator the last few years at Alabama and Notre Dame. So, the receivers, I think is, there are more 3-4 wide receiver sets than more the double tight ends or triple tight ends, 12 or 13 personnel. So, if I had to use the word, just more college, it just seems like, and that's not a good or bad thing. That's not a value judgment. It's just how I would describe some of the plays I've seen. But I'm going to be fascinated to see what it looks like when they, take the training, when the stuff they've got hidden behind the curtain, they actually showed for everybody to see in this offense.
All right, Chris, two more preseason games to go. That's it. That's all you got to worry about. Could you fit? Is there a way to fix these games?
Or unfortunately, won't be at tomorrow's. My daughter is a freshman at OU, and
move-in day.
We're moving her in tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations, man! That's outstanding. Good for her.
So
good
I
for
am,
you.
Just perfect timing. She's getting in a program that's an early role for like STEM and everything. And I've never been happier to have a math and science student in my life, because if there's like preseason game to miss, it might be this one, but at the same time, I mean, it'll be valuable rest for those youngsters trying to make the team.
All right, just keep her away from that media school. You'll be fine. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
She sees what her dad goes through.
Good for her. She's learned something. Thank you. Chris, have a great weekend then.
Take care, man.
Hey, you guys too.
Thank you. Always appreciate it. A great read, too. All the time, make sure you read him in the Beacon Journal.
He does a great job for the Journal. Yeah. It's a great read.
And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.